Laws relating to when Pesach falls on Shabbos. Although when Pesach falls on Shabbos, there are not that many unique halachas relevant to such an occurrence, in contrast to when Pesach falls on Matzei Shabbos, in which there are many halachas that are relevant, nonetheless, there are some changes that are applicable that need to be remembered, both for the Seder, the preparation for the Seder and Erev Pesach, and during davening. So in this lesson, we will elaborate on the various details that one needs to remember in such an occurrence when Pesach falls on Shabbos. We will focus specifically on added details relevant to Pesach itself when it falls on Shabbos, and not necessarily to details relevant by any yontif that falls on Shabbos, such as that you can't cook and that you need to add an extra part in the blessing over the candles and mention Shabbos, which would apply to any yontif that falls on Shabbos. So let us begin. On Erev Pesach, that coincides with Erev Shabbos, first of all, we have the fast of the firstborn. Unlike in a year that Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, in which the fast of the firstborn is pushed up to Thursday, when Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos coincide, meaning Pesach falls on Shabbos, the fast remains on Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos. So the fast of the firstborn is Friday, and all those who are firstborn and must fast must make sure to hear a siyum in order to be able to eat. Making the charesis. When Pesach falls on Shabbos, one must be extra careful to prepare and grind the charesis before Shabbos, as one cannot do so in the regular way on Shabbos itself. If one did not grind it before Shabbos and needs to do so on Shabbos, then he can only do so using a greater regularity, such as the back of a knife, meaning the handle of the knife, or alternatively, to cut the pieces slightly larger than usual. Now, it is customary to add some wine to the charesis by the night of the Seder. However, when Pesach falls on Shabbos, this should not be done due to the lush kneading prohibition. And therefore, in such a case, one should rather remember to add wine to a portion of the charesis, meaning you separate some of the charesis from the main batch, and in that separated portion, you add some wine to it before Shabbos starts, and you do not add any more wine to it on Shabbos itself. If this was not done, then you can still add wine to it on Shabbos itself if you follow the following conditions. Number one, you add more wine than usual to make it into a thin mixture. Number two, you add it in an irregular order, meaning first you place the wine into a vessel, such as a bowl, and only then do you add the charesis, and you don't pour the wine into the charesis. Number two, you need to mix it in an irregular way, such as using one's finger or shaking the vessel itself until it mixes in. Hence, to avoid this issue we already mentioned, try to make it before Shabbos. Making the salt water. One is to remember to make the salt water for the dipping of the karpas and egg on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, especially when Yontif falls on Shabbos, being that there are strict restrictions regarding how to make salt water on Shabbos. If you forgot to do so and it's already Shabbos, then it can only be made in the following conditions. Number one, you do so right before the start of the Seder. Number two, you only make a very small amount, which is just enough for the dipping of the karpas and egg. And number three, you put in more than 1/3 ratio of water to the salt. Grinding the maror horseradish. When Pesach falls on Shabbos, one is required to prepare and grind the horseradish from before Shabbos. If you did not do so, you can only do so on Shabbos using a greater regularity, such as the handle of a knife, or to cut it into small pieces, which are slightly larger than would usually be cut, in order to avoid the grinding prohibition. Checking the lettuce. When Pesach falls on Shabbos, one must make sure to check and clean the lettuce from insects before Shabbos, likewise to clean it from dirt. If you did not do so, and it's already Shabbos, then if the lettuce is considered insect-free, known as gush katif, one may suffice with simply rinsing it on yontif directly before the meal. If, however, it contains insects that need to be removed, then one should cut off the stalks of the lettuce and eat only the stalks and not the leaves, making sure to wash the stalks well prior to the meal. If an insect is seen on the lettuce, then it may be removed so long as it is right before the meal, known as la'alter, in order to not transgress the Beir prohibition. Roasting the Zraya. The Zraya must be roasted before Yontif. If you did not do so, then you obviously cannot do so on Yontif due to the cooking prohibition, and the only alternative is to use another cooked piece of chicken or meat that you already have. And if you don't have a cooked piece of meat or chicken available, then you should use any cooked food in place of the Zraya. Peeling produce. Produce that needs to be peeled using a peeler should be peeled before Shabbos, as the peeling of produce on Shabbos is greatly limited due to the Beir restrictions. If one did not peel it before Shabbos, then it may be peeled on Shabbos using a knife for right-of-way use. And according to some opinions, you may even use a peeler if the peel of the product is edible and you simply, in this situation, are being machmir to remove it, even though there are poskim who forbid this even in such a case. However, if the peel is not edible, then according to all opinions, it is forbidden to peel it using a peeler on Shabbos. Verifying the shlemus of your matzahs. A matzah is only considered a shalom if it's not missing a piece. Before Yontif, you should make sure that you have enough shlemus to go around for everyone that needs lechem mishneh and a seder plate. If you don't have enough, then before Yontif, before Shabbos, you can place the broken areas of a broken matzah near a flame until the area becomes crisp and burnt, and it regains its whole appearance in the eyes of people, thus rendering it now valid for lechem mishneh. This, however, may only be done before Shabbos. If one forgot to do so and it's now already Shabbos, and he does not have enough lechem mishneh, enough shlemus around, it does not help to do so on Shabbos due to the cooking prohibition. Mincha. When Pesach falls on Shabbos, one is to recite Hoidu and Patach Elio before Mincha, as is always done on Erev Shabbos. Mir Tashem, in the coming lesson, we will continue with further laws relevant to Friday night and Matzei Shabbos Yontif when Pesach falls on Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.